God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Solomon. Hey, fatherless boys. Hello to the friends of Mentor Me Ministries. This is Mentor Me Ministries, a free ministry for fatherless boys. And it's free because Jesus is free. We want to talk about Jesus today and the Father. Jesus and the Father are one. Let's go to John 14, 6 through 8. 6 through 8. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. That's Jesus speaking. The disciple Philip says to him, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Do we also want to know who the Father is all the time? Who is the Father? How do I get to know Father God? Who is he? What's he like? But Jesus said, let's continue reading, verse 9. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Verse 10. Let's just read verse 11 now. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Jesus is saying that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. And if we see Jesus, if we know Jesus, we also know the Father too. Jesus is a reflection of Father God to us. He is God the Son. He is God himself. And who is God? Father, Abba, that's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. How do we get to know God as Father? Oh my, this is so important. How do we get to know God as Father? The truth is, for somebody like me, I'm still learning. I'm still learning about God as our Father. In this ministry, we have a leadership training program. It's called God as Our Father. It's 12 leadership parts. And then we have some special credit parts after that. And the fatherless boys that take those 12 parts and complete them receive a free certificate of completion with their name on it, signed by me and our board secretary of Mentor Me Ministries. God as our Father is very, very important for us to know, because if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. If you know the Son, you know the Father. And what is the Son like? Who is Jesus? Did he do miracles on earth? What were the works that he did? Come on, somebody tell me, what are the works that Jesus did? For all the fatherless boys that read their Bible or want to read their Bible, and contact us, text or phone, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. With your mother or grandmother, whoever is raising you, with their permission, let us know some of the things that Jesus did on earth. Reading your Bible, you'll find out that he healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He actually raised somebody from the dead. He gave food to thousands. Let us know some of the miracles, some of the works that he did, and we will give you a reward, a $25 Walmart gift card for free. We will send it to you for free just for letting us know some of the works, some of the miracles Jesus did on earth 2,000 years ago. Is Jesus a reflection of the Father only because of some of the miracles that he did? Or is there one thing, one big thing that he did for us that he shows he is God. He shows it to us because didn't God give us his son, his only son, John 3:16, because he loved the world so much that he gave us his only son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. What did Jesus do for us on the cross? Let us know that, and we'll send you a $25 Walmart gift card for free. Let us know what Jesus did for us, because God loves us so much. He loved us so much. And then, what did he do on the third day that he was put in the grave? The third day, what did he do? What did he do? Let us know that, fatherless boys, and we'll give you a $25 Walmart gift card for that. Just one gift card, but let us know any of these things. And then, Jesus did what? After many days and many people saw him on earth, then what did he do? Did he not go up to heaven to be with his Father? And what did he give us? What did Jesus give us in his name? Who did he give us? Who did he send? Who did God send to us? Who is the Holy Spirit? Let us know that, fatherless boys. Any of these things, and we'll send you a $25 Walmart gift card for free. We want you to know God as a father. What does a father do? Now, if you are a Christian man that grew up without a father, and you want to answer this question, please share with us. Please share with us. The $25 Walmart gift card is for the fatherless boys only, but if you are a grown man who grew up without a father, maybe you're struggling to know God as a father, like I still am learning about God as a father, or maybe you feel you know God as a father real well. Call us up and let us know. Give us your testimony. Give us your testimony if you're willing to share it with us so we can actually put it on the radio and share it with other people. We don't have to give your name if you don't want, if you want to keep it kind of private, but just have the testimony, whatever. We want to share it with others so they get to know God as their father through your testimony and through the Bible verses we've been talking about today. Now, let us go to another topic here, which is related very closely, because God is our Father. It's Christmas, Christmas time. What are we going to do for fatherless boys for Christmas and their single mom families for Christmas? Are we just going to let it ride this year and say we don't have time? Let's see how that stacks up. The Bible says in James 1:27 that it is pure, true religion. Pure religion, true. It's without tarnish. It's without blemish. There's no dirt in it. There's no filth. It is pure religion. Like looking at a glass of pure water, just water. You see right through it. It's clean. Pure religion to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Pure religion. And for fatherless boys that are this ministry, what we do here, we want to visit them for Christmas, but also for Christmas, their single mom families. That includes their sisters, their grandmas. We want to visit them for Christmas. Are we just going to kind of let it ride this year and say we don't have time? Or that's something that our church doesn't do? We don't do it. It does say it in the Bible, but we don't do it because we got these other things we're going to do. Or we don't know where the fatherless boys are. Or maybe something will happen and then we'll be responsible. Maybe something will happen. Maybe you'll be responsible for letting God work through you to share the gospel. To share the gospel with fatherless boys and their single mom families. Maybe something will happen. Maybe somebody will get saved. Woo! Do we want that? Or do we want to just let it ride this year? We don't have time. We don't want to take the liability of having some people that we don't know at our church. All this stuff. What if somebody got saved? What if somebody got saved and had eternal life because you allowed the fatherless boys and single mom families to come to your church, your family room, your youth room, to come to your church, to have a meal, to have some gifts, to have new Bibles? You can sign their Bibles to get worship music all for free. And a call to come to Jesus. If they want to believe in Jesus, you can lead them in a simple prayer to believe in him What if someone got saved? Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what God wants? Isn't that why God wants us to share the gospel? Doesn't He? Doesn't He want us to make disciples and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Let's do something special for fatherless boys and their single mom families for Christmas this year. Let's help them to know the love of God the Father through the love of God the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit, one God, so they can receive Him and have salvation in their lives, so they can live a proper life before God. So fatherless boys will begin to receive mentorship from Christian men. They will read their Bibles. They will know God. They will teach their future families. They will be fathers to their families and husbands to their wives. They will do what's right in the sight of God in Jesus Christ. Let's have the Christmas party. I know that some of you are thinking about it. Why do I say I know? I believe that some of you are thinking about this. I believe some of you are praying about this. I believe some of you are afraid to do something. Oh, that happens to everybody. But don't let the enemy win out. Don't let the enemy win out and beat up the fatherless boys and their single mom families for Christmas, because there's no man in the household to look after them and take care of them. God is a father of the fatherless, is Psalm 68:5, and a defender and protector of widows in His holy dwelling space, in His holy habitation, in His sacred dwelling space. That's who God is. Through Jesus, we can know God as our Holy Father who cares for us, loves us, protects us, and sacrifices for us. He gave us His only Son to save us. Call this number, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, or text to the same number, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. Call or text, and if you have questions about Christmas parties, let us know. Maybe we can answer them for you, because we have some experience doing this for over 20 years. And also, let's hear your testimonies about how you know the Father, or your struggles to know God as the Father. And for fatherless boys, let us know your answers to some of the questions. What are some of the miracles Jesus did on earth? What did He do on the cross for us? What did He do when He rose from the grave? What did He do when He ascended to heaven? What did He do when God sent the Holy Spirit to us? What did Jesus do for us? You'll receive a $25 Walmart gift card for free as a reward, because we want to reward you for doing something to know God as a Father. We want you to know God as your Father through faith in Jesus Christ. May God bless all of you this week. May God bless you, Father God, Abba, in Jesus' name. Amen. 800-787-5044. MentorMe.org, MentorMe.org. God bless you all. Remember what Jesus said, written in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Fatherless boys and single mothers and grandmothers and those raising fatherless boys, if you would like to know more about Jesus and God as our Father, please reach out to us for your free leadership training in Christ. We have different training courses that we can send to you. One of them is electronics. It's digital, and it's in 12 different parts. It's very short, and it's very easy. The other one we can send by U.S. mail, and it includes our gospel kit, all for free. And when you have finished, we have a free reward for you for finishing the courses, either a $25 Walmart gift card for the one we send by mail, or a certificate of completion for the 12 parts. Again, here's our number to call, 800-787-5044. Request your free leadership training for fatherless boys, 800-787-5044. God bless you.